It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
We have a trending report for you guys. Katie, there's some local stuff going on, right?
Sure is. Like today's free grounds admission at the Stock Show.
Hey.
Yeah. You can get in the building and check out all the vendors. You can visit the petting zoo. They've got all those shows and demonstrations.
That's actually right where I go when I get there. I go right to the petting zoo.
Oh, I was like, shows and demonstrations.
Yeah.
And
me too. And then I hide some stuff in my pocket and let the goats nibble at me.
Do you? You're so popular at the petting zoo.
Can you pet the bulls?
Like, get off of me.
I want to pet
goat.
The bulls.
You, I don't know, you want to pet the bulls?
Like, I don't want to be in the pen with them. I just want to pet them.
You just want to pet them.
That's
outside
a euphemism.
The pen.
Don't let him
no,
do that.
It's
to you.
Not.
It's a euphemism.
Goodness.
Josh.
No.
As is my petting the goat.
Oh,
I will advise
get off of
the
me,
stock
little goat.
Show is not the place you want to break in your cowboy boots.
Okay.
No, you do that beforehand and then you walk around. That was a mistake I made one of the times I went to the stock show.
Katie,
that's always a good time.
Bought brand new ones?
Dudes love blisters. It's all right. Dudes love blisters.
Yes. Live for the blisters.
Love for blisters.
Yeah, no, I bought new cowboy boots and then thought, let's go walk around the stock show in them.
These
not
boots were not made for walking.
No, not there. But yeah, go check it out. It runs through the 26th. Today is free.
Get in there and look at those hot tubs and windows and tough sheds.
Yeah, exactly. They've got all kinds of stuff inside
the
stock show.
Do people really like leave the stock show being like, I just bought a tough shed? Like, do they buy them there?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, they do. What did we get?
About a hot tub?
No, we picked up some sort of marketing material. I think the first time around when I did windows in my other house, we got some information that it was like a stock show event. And then we redid a shower with some information we got at an event. So it works.
Yes,
yeah.
It does. I
they
guess
also
it
have
does.
Really good food at the stock show. So
they do.
Yeah,
there you
they've
go.
Got some fun things. Hey, go Broncos. And Bo Nix apparently was playing with a broken back.
Put the team on his back.
Yeah, literally.
And it broke it.
Yeah, fractured
my
in two
back
spots.
Hurts from carrying this team.
Literally carrying
after,
the team.
Yeah, the season-ending press conference and media meet there yesterday, he divulged that he played through the Broncos' wins against the Las Vegas Raiders and the Cleveland Browns with a broken back. So we knew this guy was
He's
tough.
He's a tough mamma jamma.
He is a tough, tough mamma jamma.
He wouldn't be complaining about sore feet at the stock show, I'll tell you that much.
No, he didn't complain about his broken back. That was
Jeez.
The big thing. Is like,
take note, Katie.
This happened earlier in the season and nobody knew about it because he knew that if he let the media know about his broken back, they would run with that story and that's what it would all be about. He wanted it to be about the winning team and his amazing rookie season.
Yeah.
Bo Nix, they give him something to be excited about the next year.
That's
so
crazy.
Yeah,
well, it's another thing.
You were
like,
saying that.
Yeah, and it's another thing. If you let people know about your injuries, other teams will target you. I mean, whether you want to think about it or not, whether you think teams
think
will. I know, but look.
They do.
Anything you can do to get an edge on somebody. I mean, it's just one of those things. He's got a sore back. What are you going to do? You're going to go for the back. So, yeah, I think it was smart on his part to not release where the injury was.
You saw him yesterday. You were at the Broncos.
He was tall and upright, no brace. Looks good, man. Yeah.
Did you talk to him personally?
Yeah, we ask interview questions and stuff like that. I'm not like getting
guy?
A one-on-one going to lunch with him.
He's
but
a good guy though, huh?
Yeah, very well spoken, very well coached. Every quarterback gets coached up on how to speak to the media. He's a good dude. As far as I know, I've never, spent
well, and he's
much
young,
time
and he's excited,
him,
and he's hungry still, so it's all fun
and
for him.
And he loves
still.
The fans. You remember after that Chiefs game how he went and high-fived everyone
the
on
entire
that
stadium.
The entire stadium. Yeah. He ran around and high-fived. And then Cortland Sutton's wife was like, you wash that hand.
Yeah, seriously.
You wash your hands
don't
right
get the
now.
Norovirus.
Oh, my
sometimes
gosh.
I do that after the show. I do a loop around the office and high-five everybody. It's,
you do?
It's not weird
it's,
at all.
It's pretty powerful. Yep. It's a powerful moment for a lot of people here.
I'm
going
to film you next time
what?
You do that.
Yeah. Oh, why are you laughing,
gosh.
Katie?
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
You're so funny.
Whoa, rude.
Hey, did you know egg prices are ridiculous right now?
Moving on.
the average price for a carton of eggs is over $3.50.
It's ridiculous.
And people are feeling it at the supermarket.
I mean, think it's more than that. I went to buy like a, where do they come in, 18 packs? It was like $9.
Really?
Yeah.
Where did you get that at?
The egg store. The place with all the other groceries.
We had somebody text in and said Costco's the place to buy your eggs.
$13 for 60
yeah.
eggs.
Yeah, so that's
what?
If you really want to get the bang for your
buck. That's what I would get. I'm on my protein journey right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, you said you're eating 2 hard-boiled eggs a day.
I am.
Ugh, you stinky.
No, I don't stink. No,
right.
Everything is perfectly fine.
Fantastic. Yeah.
They are saying that eggs are back in the good list. Like, you should be having a couple eggs a day.
Couple of days?
When were they on the bad list?
They used to be cholesterol and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, it used to be.
But they're back on the good list. They're really good for you. Okay. Full of protein.
Well, people also used to think wine was good for you. So
it is good for you. It's good for your heart.
A glass a night.
That's completely disproven.
Completely not okay. But
sometimes
they're saying,
I dip my eggs in my wine.
Ew.
Gross.
What, Katie?
Ew.
You're really on me today.
I know. Well, that's gross. You're a little gross today. That's what it is. A professor says the poultry population isn't going to be normal for a couple years. So just putting that out there.
Oh, wait. Hold on, Katie. I'm sorry to interrupt, but Shannon just texted us. Dozen eggs. Where is this from? A dozen eggs. $7.49 for a dozen?
Whoa.
I'm telling you, it was upwards of $9 for an 18-pack. So
that's crazy.
That's looks like Kroger. Yeah.
$8
They're
for
expensive
eggs?
Right
are
now.
Those organic eggs, though? Like, what kind of eggs are
those? Grade H, cage-free.
Cage-free, yeah. Oh. Just your standard cage-free.
Dude.
All right.
That's the Kroger brand. Uh-huh.
Hopefully you're not a baker, because you're going to be spending a lot of money on eggs.
What else can I have every morning instead of my two eggs for the protein?
Oatmeal.
Then?
Protein
I
oatmeal.
I have my oatmeal.
Yeah, there you go. Right. Or meat. You know, meat has protein
in
it.
A little salt and pepper, a little green Tabasco.
Well, you're not going to be able to get the fresh cinnamon rolls at Johnson's Corner anymore because it closed.
That makes me so sad.
That's such a sad story.
For me and Katie, it was a staple.
I can't believe you've never been up to Johnson's Corner because my friend and I.
I'm never up that way.
Dude, but you are like the guy that goes to every Colorado thing.
Yeah.
Like,
haven't been there.
Have you been to Buc-ee's yet or no?
No, he hasn't been to Buc-ee's either. So, but Johnson's Corner, definitely, as you said, a staple. Like, my friend and I used to go up there and eat for fun. Like, we would get a cinnamon roll as an appetizer, and then we'd each get the turkey platter, and then we'd each get a burger to take home later. And sometimes
so
eat it
hungry?
Right there.
And then they'd go out to the parking lot and smoke a fatty.
There we go. I think that's why they were so hungry, Jer.
We had a good time.
Good God, Katie.
You know, but that place is the place to eat. And then you wander around the aisles, and you find the magnet with your name on it. And they've got the fun, like, cinnamon roll hoodies. Like, yeah, Johnson's Corner was
What does that mean?
What?
Cinnamon roll hoodie.
It's a cinnamon roll hoodie. This is how I roll. That's what it says on it.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know they had hoodies like that?
I do want that.
I want that now.
Yeah, you can still get that because the convenience store and the truck stop is still open. And yeah, the news about the restaurant, too, is Johnson's Corner closed. They are going to reopen that restaurant as Black Bear Diner. So,
which is a chain restaurant. It's a chain diner.
We heard that there's one down in like Aurora or something like that. So maybe
mixed
we can
reviews
check
on
it out
that one, too.
Before
I don't know.
We head up north. But yeah, it's an end of an era for sure because Johnson's Corner, that was where it was at.
That's just how I knew. I mean, Katie, that's how I knew I was like 25 minutes away from Fort Collins.
Yes,
like that's it's a
exactly.
staple of like, okay, I'm passing
that's
this.
That's why I never go up there.
No, and
well,
I lived
there.
Yeah, I know you went there.
I lived in Longmont for a while too, and so it was just like the stop that you went to.
My mother-in-law lives up north, so the less I go up north, the better.
That's why you're staying away. Now it makes sense.
Let's just make it honest here.
There ain't a million cinnamon rolls
that'll
get you.
I'm sitting on that couch being honest with you guys right now.
You know what? All right, that's good.
There ain't no cinnamon roll good
that
enough for me to get
sense.
Up that way.
Fair enough.
I do have to laugh when we were talking about this earlier this morning. Katie was talking about the cinnamon roll and the ooey gooey drizzle. And then she said that she would also order
a side of
ooey gooey drizzle.
To dip my drizzle in the drizzle. For shizzle.
For drizzle. Oh my God, that's funny. This app is blowing up. It's called Red Note. It's gaining popularity because it is a TikTok alternative. TikTok is supposed to be shutting down here on the 19th, and now everybody is moving over to this Red Note, is what it sounds like.
Mm.
Josh, do you know anything about Red Note?
I know that right now everything is still in Chinese, and there's no American writing yet, or English. And yeah, the Chinese, it's funny, everybody's talking about TikTok being shut down because
Chinese owned, and Red Note is owned by China as well. So.
It's all confusing. No one really knows what's going on. We don't even know if it's truly going to be shut down. It's trending that way, but we're not sure. We'll see.
Everyone's pretty mad about it.
There's
a lot of famous TikTokers who get
all their money from it, and so they're freaking out a little bit, which I understand, but it's also kind of funny. I want to see all those dancers try to get a regular 9-to-5.
The lumberjack guy, though, I'm sad for him because I want to see him do his
thing. I want
to
show you him, Katie.
I want you to show me him,
too. There's still lumberjacks on Instagram that you can go watch. I guarantee you.
That's good. Cause that
what
is
it?
Like,
at Lumberjacks or something?
No, I think his name is, yeah, I think
Thor.
His name is
he
Thor.
Said his name's like Thor.
Thor Bradley. Hold like, on. Let's see, Katie. Do you think this guy
Thor Bradley,
on,
the lumberjack?
Shirt off,
is this
chopping
guy up
wood
your
in the
alley?
Backyard. Let's go. Oh, look at that. And he's got tattoos.
Oh, he's tatted up. He's got all over his chest and everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
You like
he
it, big fan?
Let me look it up.
Let's see.
Yeah.
I don't need to look at this.
He's like, I don't need to look at Thor.
Good God.
Miss me with Thor, huh? No.
He's pretty jacked.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to lose my man card. This is a good looking guy.
No, he's a great looking guy.
I got to turn this off immediately. For my wife, here's about it.
I know, right?
Don't say his name again.
I heard
Katie,
you talking
just
about
Thor.
Don't say his name. Don't stop, you guys.
Oh, he has a lighthouse on his chest. I don't know why, but I really like that. It's like a beacon.
Is that all it takes is a tattoo of a lighthouse on your chest?
That just happened.
Jared and I will be right back.
Order me a side of drizzle.
Oh, my gosh.
What else is going on? I don't know if I want to talk about all the fire stuff. That's all going on.
It's sad.
Shaboozy was supposed to make it to the Grand Ole Opry debut.
That's a fire story, too.
It is. You're right. Damn it.
Dumpster.
But you know what? It's Dolly Parton again, you guys.
Well, you
she
want
sneaks
to skip
into
that.
Every trending report.
Yeah.
Shaboozy was supposed to make it to his opera debut, Opry, in honor of Dolly Parton's 79th birthday. There you go. She made an appearance. But it's having to be rescheduled because his house is affected by the wildfires in California, so he's not going to be there, which is sad, which is horrible. The whole situation is absolutely horrible, but Shaboozy Live is not good.
Mm-mm. Also, not that great. Yeah.
No, not good.
Not, sorry.
Not good. So Dolly's like, no problem. All good.
I'll sing it.
Here's Jer on sports. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes and his wife, Britt, welcomed their third child. A daughter named Golden Ray, joining Sterling Sky and Patrick Bronze.
What
oh,
names,
there's a theme
man.
There.
They got a little theme going, don't they?
They love their precious
They've got
metals.
Their whole podium.
They do.
Bronze, Sterling, and Golden.
Don't you think Bronze is going to be like, I'm not the favorite? Like,
I know,
you're
but
our
I was
third
first.
Favorite?
Right.
I don't know. That's just, that's like already putting them on the podium with the favorite.
Well, the golden child.
It quite literally is the golden
child.
The
golden
and then
child.
There's things to be said about these names, which I will say off the air.
Okay.
Oh, I'm excited.
Can't
okay.
Wait.
Yay.
Huh. Carrie Underwood is going to perform at the inauguration on Monday, and I'm just telling you that because we're together.
I was
going
to say.
We're like together now.
What does your wife call her again?
Whatever.
I love
but
that.
Out of all your girlfriends that you have, your quote, she's like,
the most
I could,
wholesome.
Well,
the
no.
Most, what?
She's the one I could see you actually like being with.
Being with. Yeah. She's definitely my speed.
What?
Megan Fox is not my speed.
No, like these
Mila
other
Kunis
girls are.
Is not my speed.
But he's going to land Carrie Underwood?
Oh,
yeah.
He could never
Carrie
do it
Underwood.
In a million years, but that's his type. That's what I'm saying.
His type.
That's his type.
Okay. Sorry. Not to.
No. Because the other ones are like.
But just a little uglier.
Just a little. Carrie Underwood off Timu.
Sorry, Nicole.
Jeez.
You basically just called my wife
ugly.
That's what Katie just. That's what I was taking
that's all
it
I
as.
I heard.
Sorry, Nicole. Katie thinks you're ugly. Jeez.
No,
my gosh.
I've told you a million times. You outkicked your coverage with Nicole. I have told you that every
it's
time.
That's not what I just heard.
Every
oh,
time.
She's
going to
text
you
your
that.
Wife and be like, oh, I'm so sorry.
I just understand.
She's my homely Carrie Underwood.
Oh,
that's all it is.
No.
That's what she said.
Oh,
I don't know.
Moving on.
I don't
want to
move on. That,
no.
That hurt. That hurt.
That's hurtful, Katie.
I'm hurt.
I'm
going to
turn
so
the music
sorry.
Down a little bit. I got to.
Oh, my gosh. I swear I didn't mean
Katie's
it.
Katie's literally turning
know,
red.
I'm so
She's
sorry.
Flushing right now.
That doesn't feel good at all.
Oh.
It doesn't feel good at all.
So funny. Jared, I think your wife's beautiful. There
I'm
we
so
go.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
Stop.
She's got a great personality.
She's
so
pretty.
To flat out and come out and say that like you did. Like
Timu.
Timu
Carrie Underwood, I believe,
Timu wife is what she said. I got a Timu wife.
Man, that is crazy. Dang.
Carrie Underwood's a $10 wife, and I'm here with a $2.50. A $2.50 wife is what I heard.
That's what I heard, too.
Okay.
Dollar General, I think, is what she said.
And something's wrong with her, too. It's like all the Timu products that you get in the mail. Something's a little off, a little wrong.
Day late and a dollar short.
Okay.
You saying my wife has a limp or something?
That's not what I said. No. Your wife is beautiful. Oh, my gosh.
Let me see if there's any other stories I want to talk about.
I think we should leave it at that, Jer, honestly.
We're going to probably leave it at that.
I think it's been ruined.
Honestly, I'm not even in the mood for... clickbait. I'm going to.
Oh, no.
I'm just going to kill the music altogether.
Oh.
Jeremy,
we've
Katie,
upset
Josh.
Him. Yeah. Jeremy, we've Katie, Josh, here at Denver's Mix 100.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.